For this week's parsha, we will read of Yosef's ascent to greatness, and he marries. Paro gives him a wife, Asnas. And then the Torah tells us, "Will the Yosef yulad shnei vanim, b'terem tavos shnas ha'ra'av." Before the famine came, Yosef had two sons. Pshuto shel mikra, one might argue, is that Yosef had two sons before the famine, before the whole Maisa. And later, he had more children. But these two were born before the famine. And such an interpretation might be hinted to in a pasuk that's not usually read that way, but probably Pshuto shel mikra, when Yaakov blesses Yosef in Parshas Vayechi, and he tells him that I'm giving you two portions, Ephraim u'Menasheh k'ruvei m'shimon yili. Then he says, "Umoladet techa asher holanta achareihem l'chayiyu al shem acherim yikar b'nachlasam." Pshuto shel mikra is that Yosef had more children. But Yaakov said, the children who were born before I got here, those children, they're counted, they're going to be, they get chalak, and they're like Reuven and Shimon. The brothers, their brothers will somehow be included in their families. I don't think the Torah ever explicitly identifies such children, but certainly Pshuto shel mikra sounds as if that were the case, and that would explain the term Tavos Shnas Ha'ra'av. And these were the two children that Yaakov and Parshas Vayechi is going to recognize for this reason, because they were born before he came down. Not necessarily in contradiction to this, because there were 9 years, there were 2 years in between, and it could just be that Yosef happened not to have any children then for whatever reason. It just didn't happen. Things don't always happen. But Chazal have another comment about this, and assume that the fact that these children were born, B'terem tavo shnas ha'ra'av. So, Chazal have a very important comment on this in the Gemara in Tainus. Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Amarav, kol amariv atzmo b'shnei ra'avon, nitzel mimisa mashuna." In a time of famine, when other people don't have, a person who has chooses to starve himself, to really eat less, he will be saved from a misa mashuna. Shenema b'rav padcha mimotes. When you starve yourself, during famine, when you suffer with the others, he redeems you from death. Amar Reish Lakish, asur la'adam l'shamish mitaso b'shnei ra'avon. Person is not allowed to engage in marital intercourse during years of famine. Shenemar uli Yosef yulad shnei avanim b'terem tavo shnas ha'ra'av. Yosef was the viceroy of Egypt. He had plenty to eat. But he had his children b'terem tavo shnas ha'ra'av. Because b'shnas ha'ra'av he wouldn't have had any children, because in order to have children, he would have to have been mishamish mitaso. He would have engaged in pleasurable activities that weren't necessary for his survival, and that would have been appropriate. The Braisa says that chasu chevana mishamshim mitase mishnei ravon. A person doesn't have children, then they can attempt to try them. But otherwise, tashmish would have been inappropriate. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, bizman she Yisrael shruyim betzar upiresh echa mehem. When the rest of the tzibor is suffering, and one of them is Poresh, bought in Shnei Malachei Asharesh, Shemelavin Lola Adam. The two angels that accompany a person throughout life come, Umanichin Lo Yedeim Al Rosha, they place their hands on his head, Va'omrin, Ploni Zesha Piresh Ben Atzibor, this person who separated himself from the Tzibor in a time of suffering, Al Yira Benechem Asa Tzibor, should not see, or will not see, when the Tzibor is comforted, the Tzibor is redeemed. Tanya Idach, when the tzibur is suffering, al yomar adam, a person who has the means shouldn't say, "Eilech lebesi, ve'ochel ve'eshka, I'll go home and I'll eat and drink, v'shalom alecha nafshi, and everything's good." V'imosa kein, a person who does that, olav akasav omer, v'ineis ason v'simcha, these are people who rejoice, harog b'chor v'shachot zon, achol basar v'shasos yayin, slaughter cattle, shecht sheep, eat meat and drink wine. Achol b'shasoki machar namos. They say, let's eat and drink, because tomorrow we will die. Maksiv vasrei. What is it said after that? V'niglab aznai Hashem tzarkos. Em yichupar ahom anazel lachem atamusun. This is an unforgivable sin. But ad kam midas beinunim. That's the midah of the beinunim. When you say beinunim, that's not a positive thing. It just means, might be average. Avo b'midas rishoim maksiv. What is it said about Rishayim? What is their attitude? Their attitude is Esayu ech chayayin v'nispa'a shechar v'yach kazeh yomachor Godol Yesamod. Their attitude is they're oblivious totally. They say, bring, let's drink wine, let's get totally smashed. And tomorrow will be just like this. Another day of revelry. The Gemara says, Maksiv Basrei HaTzadik Avad Vein Ish Samalev. The tzaddik is gone and nobody's even paying attention to what's going on. They don't even notice. Ella, the appropriate thing is, Yitzar Adam Matzibor, a person should suffer along with the Tzibor. Shekein Matzinu B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetzir Atzvon Matzibor. Shenemar Videi Moshe Kvedim Vayichu Evan Vayasimu Safta Vayeshvala. When he had to pray for the Jews who were in a situation to be attacked by Amalek, he sat on a stone. He didn't have a cushion, a pillow he could have put underneath him. You know what it's like sitting on a rock? It's pretty hard. And Lakacha Mar Moshe, Hol B'Yisrael Shurim B'Tzar, Af Ani Eyeimayim B'Tzar. If they're suffering, I suffer with them. V'chala Mitzar Atzmo, Im Atzibur Zocha V'ro B'Nechem Atzibur. Some who... One who afflicts himself with the tzar, along with the tzibur, will merit to see in the tzibur's redemption. B'shema yomer adam, lest the person say, me may it be. How is anybody going to know? Avdei beso shel adam, v'koras beso shel adam e'idim bo. The beams and the stones in your house will testify. Shenemar ki even me kir tizak, v'chofis me eitzia anena. Debei Rabbi Shila amri, the two angels that accompany a person testify. Means they see everything you're doing. Rabbi Chitka Omer, Nishmaso Shel Adam Hu Me'id Alav. Shenemar Mishocheves Chekecha Shemor Pischei Picha. And the Shocheves Chekecha, the one who lies in your lap, in this case, is taken as the neshama. V'yesh Omerim Evarav Shel Adam Me'idim Bo. Shenemar Atem Eidayin Lul Hashem. The person's limbs, but that means the person himself. The Gemara concludes by saying a few lines later, Tzadik v'yasharhu, melamed shebishas p'tirasa shalavam v'esolamo, kol ma'asav nifrat en lefanav. When a person dies, everything you did is spelled out in front of you. For omrim lo, they say, kach l'kach asisa b'magam ploni b'yam ploni. This is what you did in that place on that day. V'hu omer heim, he says, yes. V'omrim lo, chasom, sign on it, v'chose. Shenemar b'yad kol adam yachtom. Not only that, the person will be matzikadin and say, the person will say, yes, this is just. The Gemara here speaks about a person who's oblivious to the suffering of everybody else, because they don't happen to suffer from the same malady. In the case of Rav, it's because they have means and other people don't. They have food and drink and other people don't. The fundamental chisaron in this is the failure to recognize that Klal Yisrael is a singular entity. We are not separate gufin. We are one guf. And as the Yushalmi in the Dharam says, the prohibition of losikom, of taking the kama, is because if a person is cutting with a knife and they accidentally cut their left hand with the right hand, the appropriate response is not for the left hand to grab the knife and slash the right hand in return. And that's why this is prohibition of losikom, because we are in a certain sense all one. There's also a failure to recognize that poverty and struggles of this nature are galgal achozer ba'olam. And if it's not you, it will be your children or your grandchildren who need. And when you don't suffer and be part of the tzibur that's suffering, well, eventually, everybody will ignore your suffering. And finally, it's a failure to imitate the ways of God. Chazal commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, "V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvascha, not v'hishiv," comment that Kavayacha Kadosh Baruch Hu goes into galus with us, is a kiyum of the pasuk that says, "Imo Anochi Bitzara," that God is with us when we're suffering. God doesn't need to suffer. God doesn't need anything from us. But if Imo Anochi Bitzara, then how can a person witness the suffering of those around them? How can one be oblivious to the suffering of those around them? What happened to Halachta Bidrachav in the Tati of Day? The Gemara here lists really four different levels of suffering with the Tzibur, as it might be. The first, which I think is Chasidus, is someone who's literally Mariv Atzma, someone who afflicts oneself And that's Berav Padcha Mimavis. And then there's the statement of Reish Lakish, which simply says that a person should not engage in any unnecessary pleasures when the tzibur is suffering. He doesn't necessarily have to starve himself, but tash v'shamita is not necessary. And if the tzibur is in pain, you may have what to eat and you may be allowed to eat, but at the very least, only that which is truly necessary. But then come the Beinonim. The Beinonim are the ones who are harog b'char v'shachot tzon ki machar namus. So the Beinonim, not in terms of average people in terms of morality, but rather average perhaps in terms of where people typically are, they're not oblivious to the suffering of others. They do understand ki machar namus, that what's coming to the other people is probably going to get us tomorrow. But right now, we might as well enjoy ourselves. That in itself is a mida p'chusa. But they're not oblivious to what's going on in the world. But the lowest madrega, the midas rishayim, is a sayu echa yayin v'nispar shechar v'ayaka zayom achar gadol yeser ma'od. Which is, they're totally oblivious to what's going on in the world. We will have what to revel in tomorrow just as well. The Beinonim are guilty, but part of their challenge is yeyosh. They've given up. That's bad. But the rishayim are totally clueless to the suffering of the world around them. We have people in our world who are remarkably, remarkably wealthy and seem to be completely oblivious to the suffering of people around them. They don't even think that tomorrow maybe I'm going to run out of money, let me party now, but I know tomorrow will be like this. In secular society, you have people, individuals with literally hundreds of billions, who instead of thinking it's a good idea to take the money and try to address societal problems in one manifestation, whatever you think the best way of doing it, think that their job is to go into outer space, because that's what humanity needs right now. Oblivious. And people think, some people may think, that it's okay, that they're immune to that. But the Gemara says, "Mi meyid." Who testifies? And I would suggest to you, al derech hadrush, that mi meyid is not because a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs testimony against these people. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. But the question is, how is it that the rest of society, or how can one recognize the impact of these people? And the first step, is that they build walls around themselves. Kosel Besam. They build their walls. And one might think that that would be a way that they don't actually know what's going on. You know why? Because they've built gated communities. They built big walls around them, metaphorically speaking. They built big walls. So you think that they're truly oblivious. Maybe that's an excuse. But then you have the Shnei Malachim Hamalachim. These are a person's chaverim. When people often wind up in a position of power, of great wealth, they tend to become surrounded by people who don't tell them the truth, who simply, for their own, for various kinds of reasons, are machnif them. But the truth is, those friends probably know. The last step, so you might say still, the koslim are amidim, that's why they don't know. The chaverim cover up. But the answer is, nishmaso evarim sha'adim amidim. Everybody knows. You can try to close your eyes, but deep down, people know. They know. It's not that they know, but they've had yesh. It's not that they don't know. It's that they know and they don't care. But ultimately, nishmaso and evarehem are mi'idim, because they know what's going on, but choose to ignore it. They don't pretend that there's nothing they can do. They pretend that it doesn't exist. Purush v'natzibur has another effect as well, which perhaps is linked to this issue. The Rambam cites this in Hilchos Tshuva. I don't know what exactly his makor is for this. I'm not sure where it is. He says that there are chamisha dvarim hanolim darkei hatshuva fnei oseim ve'elu hein ha'parish min hatzibur. Someone who's parish min hatzibur. Lafisha bisman sheyasu tshuva lo yia imahem ve'eno zoch imahem bischus ha'osim. A person who is parish min hatzibur will never have the opportunity to do tshuva. Because when you're parish min hatzibur, you can't even evaluate what's really going on and what you're doing. The tzibur will do tshuva because they're in contact with the real world. They understand their problems, they understand what has to be done. But when you're poish ben hatzibur, you'll never be able to do tshuva because you've insulated yourself and you've isolated yourself and you're detached from the rest of the community. And you won't be zocha with them. There is a tendency in our world, there is a tendency that if a problem is not my problem, I don't have to worry about it. You see this frequently among politicians. You see this among individuals. If it's a cause that affects them, then all of a sudden they're very sensitive. They're very, I'll use the term, progressive. But if something doesn't affect them personally, they're devoid often of empathy. There are all sorts of reasons why it's not their problem, why it's somebody else's fault, and why we shouldn't actually have to do anything about it. And that's what Chazal is telling us here. That it's a midah ra. It's a midah ra to not be able to project or to understand the suffering of others, even though it's not your particular cause. It's also la adam l'shamish mitasa b'mei ra'avan. That's a midah ra. Our responsibility in every walk of life is not only to respond to the problems that we are suffering from, that we are struggling with, but not to isolate ourselves and insulate ourselves from the suffering of others. And a person who is Porish Menat Tzibor is not Roa B'Nechamasam Shal Tzibor. But the person who is Ma'ariv Atzmo B'Shnei Ra'avon, he's Nitzel Memisa Mishuna, and ultimately he will be Roa B'Nechamasat Tzibor. Have a good Shabbos and a prayer from Hanukkah.